New Hampshire prides itself on its electoral traditions. There's the first-in-the-nation presidential primary coming up in just a few weeks. And there are its paper ballots, an important safeguard in an era of heightened concerns around election interference. But as NHPR's Casey McDermott reports, some in the state worry that New Hampshire's election officials have been too content to preserve tradition at the expense of security.
Secretary of State Bill Gardner has long projected confidence about the security of New Hampshire's elections. He's been so confident, in fact, that he turned down cybersecurity help from the federal government ahead of the 2016 presidential election. And when the topic of election security came up at the state's ballot law commission a few months before the 2018 midterms, here's how he responded.
Want to know about being hacked? See this pencil here?
Gardner held up an actual pencil.
You want me to give it to you and see if you can hack this pencil? We have this pencil. This is how people vote in this state. And you can't hack this pencil.
Well, I mean, he's correct in that respect.
Dennis Goulet is in charge of information technology for the state of New Hampshire. And he says if you're just talking about the actual voting process, there's reason to be confident. Other states have to worry about hacking threats to electronic voting machines, online registration, and other election technology. But New Hampshire is still old school. With few exceptions, voters here register and cast ballots on paper, in pencil or pen, and in person. That will still be the case when voters head to the polls for the primary on February 11th. But Goulet says that's not all New Hampshire has to worry about.
I think, and I've said this to the Secretary of State, I think that our biggest risk isn't in the sense that the election results could be affected, because it would be really hard to do that. But what could happen is undermining the confidence of the system, which I think is at least as bad.
Behind the scenes, New Hampshire's IT team has been working more closely with the Secretary of State, helping to vet new cybersecurity software and urging a more comprehensive view of security in general. But the Secretary of State has still turned down more hands-on cybersecurity scans from federal and state agencies. And from the outside, some still worry that Gardner's office has been too slow to acknowledge the scale of the problem, too focused on the parts of the system that are hard to tamper with, and not enough on other, more complex vulnerabilities.
New Hampshire is a top-tier target as a first-in-the-nation primary state, and we need to be taking that much more seriously than we are.
Outside of his job as a state senator, Brentwood Democrat John Morgan also works for a cybersecurity firm that just discovered a Russian hack into the Ukrainian company at the center of the ongoing impeachment case against President Trump. Morgan's biggest concern about the upcoming elections isn't that Russia or someone else would try to change the actual votes. It's that they might target what amounts to the front lines of New Hampshire's elections, its municipalities, holding cities or towns hostage with ransomware attacks, or scamming a local poll worker into unlocking access to the state's voter registration database.
There is a tremendous lack of resources and lack of expertise, and thus that's where the threats are going to be targeted. The bad guys know that. Bad guys know where the vulnerabilities are.
The New Hampshire Secretary of State has stepped up cybersecurity training for local poll workers in a big way in the last few years. But that training isn't mandatory. And leading up to the primary, some of those poll workers will be updating the state's voter database and polling information from computers that the state knows are out of date and potentially more vulnerable to viruses. The Secretary of State got $3 million from the federal government in 2018 to help make these kinds of improvements, but it has only spent a fraction of that money, and it has no plans to share with cities and towns to offset the costs of local security upgrades. If there is a security breach, Deputy Secretary of State Dave Scanlon says there are lots of backups in place to make sure the primary still proceeds.
And so I think we're confident that we're going to conduct an election on February 11th, regardless of what else might happen. You know, and I say that with the understanding that we have to be vigilant and that any electronic system can be targeted.
But a local voting activist, Deborah Sumner of Jaffrey, says New Hampshire still has one big problem. Unlike lots of other states, it doesn't routinely audit its election results to make sure the votes are accurately counted.
They simply have resisted the notion of public accountability.
While many communities here still count votes by hand, most of New Hampshire's ballots are counted on devices that are no longer on the market, and those devices are prone to mechanical issues. Audits are widely viewed by election security experts as a simple way to instill confidence in the outcome of an election. But the Secretary of State's office has been wary of past efforts to bring audits to New Hampshire and has opposed locals like Sumner who have pushed for more transparency in the ballot counting process.
I would rather we gave up the New Hampshire primary and had elections we have reason to trust in New Hampshire.
Sumner says it's important to take this seriously because of the spotlight on New Hampshire, not just in the primary, but also the general elections. In 2016, the races for president and U.S. Senate here were decided by less than 1%. Casey McDermott, NHPR News.